Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Jonathan Rodfeld as we talk Troy boys basketball. The Trojans still undefeated 7-0 in the Twin Valley League regular season and now 10-5 overall. They pick up another league win after the big Centralia win last week against Washington County. Long road trip, Coach. Girls game went to overtime, but your boys team took care of business, 64-34, a 30-point margin and big victory there over Washington County. No letdown, I guess, after the Centralia game. What did you like the most that you saw from your team?
Oh, we had, we were short a man of our usual rotation, and so we had a lot of guard play against Washington County, and it was a little slow going early on. Everybody kind of getting a feel of running offense without a big post in the middle, and so that was a little slow, but. Right before halftime, our press started to become effective, and the boys just started reacting and did what came naturally to them instead of, thinking about it too much. So we kind of used the press to give us just a little bit of room when we needed it right before halftime, and then after that second half, shots started to fall a little easier, and we were able to get some good playing time for everybody late in that game. So it was a good team effort. A lot of good unselfish basketball and our offense kind of started to flow a little better that game. So that was a good win after that long road trip out there.
You bet. Tuesday this week you play West Platte, non-league matchup. A really good basketball team, it sounds like. 62-36 and a tough loss for your team. Sounded like you didn't play near as well as maybe you had hoped, but at least it was a non-league game. Anything you can learn or take from that experience now going into these final month of the regular season?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot to take from that one. Boys battled really hard the first half, and we were right there with them throughout the first half, and they made a couple shots and, had about a 10-point lead going into halftime. But they had athletes all over the place and definitely outsized us and anybody else that we would normally play. So that was, that was a good measuring stick to see where we are because, they ran straight man-to-man and, we in the second half we got sloppy and didn't run a whole lot of offense and we kind of went on a cold streak there and when that happens you can't really jump into your press too often to see if we could force a turnover here and there the boys played hard. They're they just kind of lost their legs a little bit in that second half. It was a very fast paced game, we look at the first half and we'll, praise some things that we did very well there. And the second half, there were some things that we really, really needed to learn from. But, we get those things hammered out and really work on those things in practice. I think they should all take care of themselves. But sometimes, even in a tough league like we play, it's good for them to see, hey, here's how a bigger school operates and here's how they run and the pace. And of course we were over in Missouri and the officiating is a little different. Not that there's anybody to blame there, but they let it go and it's tough and it's physical. And, we see that as an opportunity to toughen up ourselves a little bit. And of course, we were kind of short a man. Our big guy didn't play a whole lot, trying to heal up a little bit. And so there's a lot of things that go into it and no excuses. They kind of blew us out of the water there that second half. But, those are some of those games that you do need to play every now and then. Hopefully you take your hard lumps and you learn from them.
You bet. A couple of first-time opponents coming up that you haven't faced yet this season. You'll host Lynn on Friday, and then Troy is at Wetmore next Tuesday night, looking to stay undefeated in league play. Best of luck in your upcoming games, Coach, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, thank you.
Jonathan Rodfeld, head coach of the Trojans. The Troy Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market and Kinsey Farms included, also by Anderson Meats of Troy and the Exchange Bank.